Leiden. I'm here as per usual with...
Hi guys, I'm Aaron.
And...
Hello, I'm Victoria.
And this is the first full episode of the second season. Who's excited?
Woo!
I am.
So I'm excited.
Sorry, headphone users.
Yeah, Aaron's too excited for headphones. Aaron, what are we doing here?
Yes, for those of you new to NerdIt and didn't watch our podcast season last year, me and Hayden have compiled a 128 list of Star Wars characters. Put them on those boards behind us. He makes me drink.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Water, right? This is not water.
Stay hydrated.
I don't know. Put them on those boards behind us, and then I represent a character. Hayden represents a character. This time we are not just slotting characters unless one of us knows more about a character than the other.
That's the main determination.
Yeah, well, you'll see that in the next coming episodes when we get stuff like Old Republic or Rebels. But overall, I present my character, and I present Hayden presents his character, and Victoria judges us, and then renders a judgment on the character, and then personally sees to their execution.
Yep, I'm pretty good at judging you.
Yeah. She is very good at judging people.
No, not people.
And so, she's only good at judging people.
Ugh, whatever.
Yeah, let's just get into it. Aaron, what's going on today? Who are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about Yoda versus Halsey, Luke Skywalker versus Coleman Jabor, Chief Palpatine versus...
I don't know.
Bola Rapal.
I'm Chief, so.
And Ben Solo versus Keeve Trennis.
Wait, they have four fights today?
Yeah, they're all the... That's what it's the first round. The first round we do four fights because
they're easier.
Because they're usually quicker.
Once we get to the stuff like, what is it, final?
That's what we did last season.
Elite
8? No, I just forgot.
Is it like Elite 8, Sweet 16 that we start on that?
I can't remember. It depends because... I don't know, because in this one, the fights in the second round might end up being pretty... interesting.
Eventually, we're going to cut to two fights per episode because these episodes will become like over an hour long.
Yeah,
we don't want to do that to you.
Yeah,
we don't
want to
do that in general.
We have places to be.
Nice. Okay, let's start. I think we should go first overall. 1, 2, 3, 4 in order, like
Palps.
Yeah. So I got Palpatine. Aaron, do you want to go first?
No.
Okay. I have Sheev Palpatine, and I have notes, which is something that you will probably stop seeing here soon.
Yeah.
This is the only episode he's going to have notes.
No, it'll last for a couple of episodes.
You guys...
He's just going to put the book out there and not do the research.
Yeah, he's just going to
He's told me... What did you
write
down for this, Hayden?
Okay, so that's what I was going to say. It's kind of ironic that you guys are saying this right now, because for Sheev himself, I have three things written down for him. His name is Darth Sidious. He is from Naboo. He was a senator from Naboo.
And Chancellor.
And Chancellor of the Republic.
And the Senate.
He is the Senate. Yes, that is correct. His master was Darth Plagueis the Wise, some would say, but others would say he's pretty dumb.
He was pretty dumb.
Learned to keep himself alive, but then couldn't keep himself alive.
He got stabbed in the head.
Stupid. He's a master of lightsaber form 7, which is what most Sith use, I believe, right?
Should we go over the lightsaber forms in real quick succession?
No, I think we should go over the lightsaber forms when we get to the masters of them.
Okay, so you want to go
over... Or just name the masters, because later I'm going to talk about Coleman Trabor, which he fights in a certain form, but he's not the master of said form.
That's Obi-Wan.
That would be Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes.
So, yeah.
Do you want to go over Form 7 now?
Form 7.
Or do you want me to?
Aaron, go over Form 7.
Form 7 is the last of the lightsaber form. We're going to be bringing that up a lot.
Traditional lightsaber forms.
Yes. We're going to be bringing that up every now and then. Lightsaber forms pretty much for every character. Form 7 used the most amount of aggression and channels the dark side in your anger and a lot to make the most intense attacks. And basically, full-out offense kind of thing. The two most popular users of Form 7 were Mace Windu and Darth Sidious. And the best if you want to see a Form 7 fight, the best fight to see is Sidious versus Mace Windu.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron. One last thing.
I do research. He's
possibly the most powerful Sith of all time. Which would make him probably the most powerful, obviously the most powerful character on the board as the number one overall seed.
Long-term planning on point.
Can I add something to that?
Yes, you may.
Man's also got terrible under-eye bags.
Lightning so does that to you.
I would say that's actually some have theorized that when he gets the lightning, like, if you haven't seen Revenge of the Sith, right?
Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Jedi, or Rise of Skywalker.
Then you should probably watch those, first of all. But we're about to kind of talk about those.
I mean, it's been out long enough.
Yeah, it's been out for many years. So if you haven't seen it...
Except for Rise of Skywalker.
You should
watch it, because it's a good movie. But, it's
free a lot of places.
Yeah!
If you have Disney Plus.
Subscription's not free, but the movie is.
Well, yeah.
Once you get in. Alright, so in that movie, he is fighting Mace Windu. He does, like, the Sith Lightning, which is something that the Sith can do. The Jedi can also do it, but they choose not to.
In Legends.
In Legends, they still choose not to. So, I was right.
Except Blakoon.
Is it because, like, it puts them on the dark side, or they feel it? It's like
the Force choke. It's, Force Lightning actively tortures somebody.
Yeah, it's like, it's...
It puts somebody in an incredible amount of pain.
Yeah, he's... Force Lightning is for Sith only, pretty much. Jedi have used it occasionally. Aaron mentioned Plo Koon did it once.
It's in Legends only, and it was kind of a... As far as I understood, it's an emotionless lightning.
Yeah, it wasn't blue.
It was like white, I believe, or yellow.
I think it was yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was using that, and then Mace Windu reflected it off of his blade, which we had seen Yoda do, almost.
With his hand.
Yoda took it in with his hand and reflected it against Dooku.
Go ahead. I'll get to that.
He did reflect it with his lightsaber, right?
Yes.
In the fight against Dooku. All right, so
Yoda only took it in. I'll get to that when I talk about Yoda.
All right, anyways. But we've seen it happen before where you can just reflect lightning off of your lightsaber. And Mace was reflecting it back onto Sidious, and then Sidious's face, like, aged many years. And some have theorized that it actually wasn't making the lightning wasn't aging him, but it was actually revealing his true, like, face, because it has been established that the dark side wears away at your soul, so it actually makes you appear older, which gross.
I guess that's
for the most part. Sith are pretty
or they
gross.
Look like Christopher Lee.
What?
He used good moisturizer. So
he did.
Man was A1 on the self-care.
He was.
But yeah, so that was just a brief tangent that I don't even remember where it came from.
You said
under eye bags. You said something about under eye bags, and I was like, oh yeah, that reminds me.
We're wasting all of our time.
Aaron, you have a character.
Yes, I do. I have Bolo Rapal. Now, this is going to be his last time on the show, so I'll go into full detail.
Aaron, we've been over this. You can't just say things about them. Okay, fine.
Bolo Rapal is a Jedi. His first appearance was when he was mentioned and shown on a hologram in Star Wars The Clone Wars episode, Season 2, Episode 1, Holocron Heist. And then he showed up in the next episode on Cargo of Doom. This is literally all the information we have on it. Bolo Rapal is a Jedi Master in the Order, which is it's a hard thing to do.
Master,
it's not easy.
Yeah. Master, you have to, that's two ranks.
What do you got?
You got Padawan? You get. So it's three ranks, even better.
I think that technically they have the ones that can't be trained yet. Or too young.
So you got Youngling. Then you got Padawan. And then you got Jedi Knight, and then you got Jedi Master, and then you have
On the Council,
and then you have Grandmaster.
Yes.
Anyway.
Bolo Rapal.
Forget about those last two for a second.
Bolo Rapal was charged during the Clone Wars with keeping of a Kyber memory crystal. Those of you who don't know, Kyber crystals are what power the lightsabers. But for a memory crystal... And a lot crystal, of other things. Yeah. A memory crystal in particular was used in what's called a holocron, which is basically a cube. That if you put the crystal inside of it, it can display messages that are specifically designed for only Force-sensitive people to use.
If you've played Fallen Order, that's kind of the point of the game.
Clone Wars, Fallen Order, and Rebels deal a lot with holocrons. Also, Rise of Skywalker has a Sith holocron, which is basically like a, what is that, a triangular pyramid.
It's like, no, it was a square pyramid.
Yeah, square pyramid.
Geometry.
Yeah, so he was tasked with the special keeping of a memory crystal that contained the list of Force-sensitive children throughout the galaxy for the Jedi to later go to whenever they're of age to become younglings.
Is this the same one that Cal Kestis had?
On the holocron?
Yes.
I doubt.
So they have multiple of these holograms just floating around?
Dude, they had thousands of holograms. Dude, you saw that episode.
Who makes these holocrons?
Wait,
Jedi.
What is a holocron?
Have you not been listening?
No.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like a...
Should have known.
It's like a square, but whenever it's used, the vertices on the square all come off.
Geometry.
Yeah. All come off, and the metal vertices come off, and it's glass inside, and you can place a crystal inside of it to activate it. And then it'll display a message that's meant for only Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah. But as for his actual appearance, Darth Sidious hired Cad Bane to go basically find out, give him a list of all of the Force-sensitive children in the galaxy. Which is my theory is that he's trying to invent the Inquisitors and all that. But that's separate. So Cad Bane got the name Balo Rapal. And went to a planet. Doesn't matter which one. It actually has a name. Doesn't matter. Went down to the planet. Bested Bolo Rapal and his troopers that were with him. Took him onto his ship as they were leaving. And then was torturing him with electric shock. So hard that Bolo Rapal died.
Oh. The end.
Yeah, he was tortured to death. And really a plot kind of development to show how ruthless Cad Bane was.
That was his whole point in the show.
He's bound to have had a lightsaber, but we don't know. We never saw it.
he probably had one.
Therefore, we don't know his lightsaber form. Don't know any special abilities. We know he's adept with a holocron, which is basically...
What species is he?
He is Rodian.
What species is that?
Remember Greedo? In the first Star Wars movie? The Han shot first scene?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Remember the guy who was shooting against?
Greedo?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you remember who Han was shooting against? Who Han shot?
Oh.
Yeah, he's that species.
The kind of fish-looking thing?
I do like Rodians.
He has a weird fascination with Rodians.
They're cool. the only feat I have on here was the man did resist enough torture that would kill him. He didn't bend to Cad Bane, but he did get murdered by electricity.
And Cad Bane.
Which I would like to point out two things. I'm typically very avid for my characters, but one, Darth Sidious basically ordered his death. And two, he got killed with electricity. What is Sidious's
name? A lot of his career used pretty much just Sith lightning. Force lightning.
We have to watch him do that finger thing way too much.
And his like fingers like bended up.
Yeah.
So it was like.
Anyway. I think we spent too much time on it.
to fill this little void here, Aaron, what is your best Sidious death noise?
I can't get the raspiness in there.
Imagine a man in a black suit who is 3/4 robot, has picked you up, and you were force lightning him like this. And then he just chunks you off of a platform.
No.
The no thing was good. That was good. Not gonna lie.
I can't get, dude, he just stopped using the raspiness as he was falling.
No. Now you will die.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Okay. Victoria, do you have a death voice for this guy?
No.
Right. Do you have a death voice for
RuPaul?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna pass on the death noises. I think you guys.
Damn. I was trying to make that a thing. Lego Star Wars.
No. I think I'll pass on that one, but.
Do you have a winner?
Oh, yeah. It'll be Darth Vidia.
Yeah. Erin is showing her a picture.
Boulder RuPaul.
Of him dying.
What noise is he making in that picture?
There was tongue in there.
No! I applaud the commitment.
And remember what we did at the end of last season where I just cut out pieces of funny things that we've said throughout the season? Yeah, you saying there was tongue in there is definitely getting
yeah, there was say, so there was
that is definitely
moving insane. On number two, Erin, you have the number two seed.
Yoda versus Halsey.
It's gonna be very similar to what just happened.
Yes,
let's try to do this nice and quick here.
So I have Yoda, first appearance in The Empire Strikes Back. His species is literally unknown. It's called Yoda's species. There's only 3 known ones in canon: Yoda, Yaddle, and Grogu. He's born in 896 BBY, 896 years before the Battle of Yavin, or Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. By the time he was 100 years old, to give you an idea, Grogu's 50. By the time he was 100 years old, he was training Jedi as a master. By the High Republic, 300 years before, 350 years before Battle of Yavin?
I think it's 350.
Yeah. He was co-Grand Master of the Jedi Order. After the Jedi Purge, he went into hiding on Dagobah, and eventually
taught Luke.
Doing that GPS. GPS commercial. That's all I can think about when someone says Dagobah.
Are you talking about from, 10 years ago?
Yes! I can't get out of my head roundabout.
Roundabout. Is that Darth Vader?
Yeah. Anyway, and eventually he died at 900 years old on his birthday of old age and became a Force ghost.
He lived a full life.
He did. 900 years of it.
Ain't gonna lie. Impressive.
He was the master of Form 4, which is the acrobatic form. Using several light attacks and making force assisted. Basically, you jump around all the time. There's the joke with Yoda that he's a hyped up frog in ketamine. And yeah. He preferred not to get into duels very often. He didn't use his lightsaber in demonstrations that much because he was a very force minded person. Yeah. He is very advanced in his telekinesis and telepathy. He is force awareness. He can detect what your force alignment is by one touch of your skin, like skin to skin contact. Like he puts your hand on your shoulder and he can tell if you're light side or dark side. And he is the only character I have seen that is able to do a force counter to lightning and catching lightning in his hand.
I mean, other than with a lightsaber.
Yes, he doesn't use his lightsaber for it. He uses the force to catch it in his hand and throw it back.
Because he's a baller.
Because he's Yoda.
Shot caller.
No, he's just Yoda.
What is it? 30, 40 inch?
No, if you don't know it, you shouldn't be saying it.
On the Empire?
No.
He also underwent the trial to become a force ghost. One of the hardest trials you can do as a force user. Only
Qui-Gon.
Yeah, Qui-Gon underwent part of it. Yoda, Obi-Wan, Luke, and I guess Leia did as well.
I have a question.
Yes.
Anakin also showed up as a Force ghost.
Yes, he did. Anakin did it.
Do you think we'll see that trial in the Obi-Wan TV show?
I hope so. I really do.
I'd like to see a live-action version of that. Because we saw it a little bit in the Clone Wars.
It was very mystical and spiritual. Mm-hmm. Like, he's talking with his emotions. As a ghost, he was able to create storms. And do all that. Do I really need to go into
a tree with lightning?
And he created a lightning storm like it was nothing.
That was in the movie.
Yeah, Last Jedi.
He like burned the Jedi tree.
Oh yeah, I do
remember. Yeah, and then Luke was like,
"No, my books."
Yeah. And then finally, I should point out
that movie was not good.
Yes, it was. My final thing here.
I respect it as a Star Wars movie.
Final thing here,
but it's one of the worst ones.
Yoda himself trained Halsey. Yeah. Hayden.
Halsey. He's Runin. Runin male is what I wrote down. That's my first point.
I'll pull up a picture.
My second point. And for those of you on the YouTube, Halsey.
That's my face.
It's not just like I'm not going to put a picture of you. He showed up twice. Exactly twice. And in the second time. So in the first time, he was in the background of a one scene where everybody's just like sort of looking at like a holocron, or not holocron, but a hologram. And then the second time he got murked by Savage Opress.
Took like 30 seconds.
Him maybe. And his apprentice. And this was Savage's like first mission, and Savage is also on here, and he's not great. Let's just say, yeah, if you don't know who Savage is, he's the same race as Darth Maul.
He's his brother.
Yeah, he's Darth Maul's brother, yeah. But his skin is yellow instead of red. This is coming directly from Wikipedia, which I enjoyed Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. I enjoy having Wikipedia now.
Wait, there's a Wikipedia?
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the biggest wikis for the fandom.
It's very detailed. And a good source, I feel.
I love it.
Because we're not in a college class. We're not writing a research paper.
I can teach you Wikipedia. College class.
Wikipedia is a viable source.
No.
So this is quoted from Wikipedia. Talented with a lightsaber, skilled martial artist as shown in his fight with Savage. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to keep him alive.
They were very blunt, huh?
And his lightsaber form is death. Because he doesn't have one. He never fought with a lightsaber.
He got disarmed within 5 seconds.
And then he was fighting with,
like his first strike at Savage, Savage caught his hand and disarmed him.
Oh, that's sad.
And then the rest of the fight was the martial arts, which I actually appreciated.
And this guy was a master in the Jedi Order.
Had an apprentice.
Had an apprentice and everything. So that's Master Halsey. Victoria?
Yeah?
Have you something to say?
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So are we going with the frog?
Yeah. Well, his Old name frog. Is Yoda.
The frog!
Okay, crack-headed frog.
Crack-headed frog! Okay.
Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I have the number 3 seed on our big board. Ben Solo, also known as Kylo Ren.
But this is specifically Ben Solo, not Kylo Ren.
Yeah, specifically Ben Solo.
Ben Solo and Kylo Ren?
We do.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you explained that.
They're so different of people that they'll be on here twice.
Twice.
Same thing is happening with Anakin and Darth Vader.
That makes sense.
They're very similar in that way. Ben Solo is the son of Han and Leia. He was trained by Luke until a misunderstanding caused him to run away into the dark side. And that is when he became Kylo Ren.
What do you mean a misunderstanding? Someone tried to murk him in the night.
Yeah, that person was Luke.
Yep.
So
I can do an entire thing to analyze this.
We don't have time for that.
No, we don't. Continue.
I'm going to call it a misunderstanding.
Okay.
Aaron, is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Misunderstanding. He is half of a Force duo with Rey Skywalker. Yes, I call her Rey Skywalker because I'm not a... Never mind. as strong with the force.
Dyad.
Duo, dyad.
They were called a dyad.
Aaron, duo and dyad literally mean the same thing.
Duo is like Anakin and Obi-Wan. Dyad is like they're connected. Continue.
Okay, so they're part of. He's half of a force dyad with Rey Skywalker. He is as strong in the force as anybody out there on the light side, except for Yoda and Luke. Would you say he's about as strong in the force as Obi-Wan?
He's a Skywalker, so yeah. Skywalkers tend to be very, very powerful.
Yeah, that's because of their origins. Are you familiar with their origins?
No. The name Skywalker, or it's Skywalkers?
No, the family.
The family? I mean, Palpatine made Anakin and Shmi.
There, yeah, in Legends, there is a theory that Anakin was made of pure force.
And in the deleted scenes of Revenge of the Sith, Palpatine revealed that he manipulated the force to create Anakin.
So their family derives from literally the force.
Yeah. So they're very powerful.
They're obviously very strong in the force.
Wait, how do you use the force to make a being?
He knew how to create life.
So when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
Just the daddy is the force.
And then the daddy is an inanimate object.
It just kind of happens. Kind of
force of will.
Uh-huh.
It just happens.
Yeah, you told me.
Accidents happen sometimes.
Yep.
It's asexual.
And they didn't live in Texas, so she could have theoretically gotten an abortion.
This is not real if you're out there thinking that's how children are made.
So, strong in the force as anybody, an extremely skilled swordsman, as he was trained in the ways of the force by Luke Skywalker, who is Aaron will talk about in a couple seconds. We only really saw him in action for a few minutes, but within that span of time, he stormed the Sith temple, I guess. Would you call it a temple?
I think it's a temple. It's the center of the Sith cult.
Yeah, he stormed the Sith cult's temple, killed his entire, background team, his background dancers, the Knights of Ren.
Who were dark side users in their own right.
Yeah, killed all of them without a lightsaber.
Most
of it. He got disarmed, and then they force switched to lightsaber.
Since they were, connected like a dyad.
Yeah, so they force switched to lightsaber. He murked all of them. Went in there, and then they faced Palpatine together. This is huge spoilers, by the way.
We are so sorry.
I gave him the warning already when I was talking about Palpy's lightning thing.
No, I don't want to go back to that. Nope.
Okay, so they face Palpatine together. He gets force pushed down a hole. He comes back. Rey has defeated Palpatine, but Rey is dying. And then Ben decides to give his force essence to Rey and essentially sacrifices himself so that Rey can live. And then he dies. But it's okay because that's pretty baller.
He was
redeemed and he was a cool guy.
Yeah, cool dude. Did you see where he kept his lightsaber whenever he was a Padawan? Yeah, he had it in a slot on his back. So that where he pulls the lightsaber from in Rise of Skywalker is where he's used to pulling it from.
Yeah. So, he's trained by one of the most powerful Jedis of all time. He comes from one of the most powerful families within the Force. Saved Rey's life by switching life energy and is half of one of our Force dyads that we have, and possibly the most powerful. The Arcan. What is the other one's name? What's Arcan's brother's name?
Thexan.
Arcan and Thexan are really powerful in a Force dyad. And the reason the Force dyads are so powerful, Aaron will explain.
You want me to explain now?
Do you know?
I think so.
I think it's that they just bounce Force off of each other.
It's the Force views them as one person. So basically, they're two. They have for each person, they have the combined power of two Force users, two already powerful Force users. but both of them can use it. So, that's pretty much how I view it. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's very basic. It's kind of spiritual.
Think about it like this: like when two things are revolving around each other in space, they get faster because they're switching gravity, so they just get faster and faster and faster. That's kind of what a force dyad is.
Yeah.
The amount of the velocity within that dyad of objects spinning in a space is equivalent to, in this scenario, the amount of force that is within that dyad that they both have access to.
Okay. So it makes them very, very powerful.
Science. But yeah, that's Ben Solo.
Well, I have Keeve Trennis, and this is going to be the first character we have from the High Republic. She first showed up in the High Republic of Test of Courage, which showed up, I believe, last year. So this is an extremely new character.
Is that the teenage book?
Yes, but she's also shown up in the comics as well.
It's the one with Bell Zedifar in it, right?
Yeah.
Bell Zedifar is cool. Bell Zedifar is a cool guy.
Bell Zedifar is one of my favorite characters.
Cool guy.
If you say so.
He's got a dog. Yes. And the dog just follows him around. How is that not cool?
Ember's in this. Bell and Ember are in this tournament.
Lava dog.
Oh, that's not it.
You don't like lava dogs?
I guess it's a dog.
Charhound.
It's basically Atlantis.
It's a dragon dog.
Okay, fine.
Dragon dog. That's a good one. But you remember the lava dog thing from Atlantis?
Kind of.
Remember that? That one that he just ate things all the time? You don't remember this at all?
Keeve Trennis.
That was a big part of my childhood.
You're just serving me.
You don't remember?
Where's description?
Oh, we're filming on my phone. Thank you.
So Keeve is a human. She's the Padawan to Jedi Master Skeer, who is one of the only Jedi...
Skeer,
my bad. Who is one of the only Transdotion Jedi to ever join the Order. And is also a renowned...
What is a Transdotion, Aaron?
They are lizard beings. If y'all know Bossk, then y'all know of them. They're typically, culturally, they were typically hunters. And they really pulled a lot of most dangerous game
kind
of stuff.
Tell me you don't remember this?
I remember it. You're just disturbing.
Look at it. Look at it.
It's cute, though.
It's very cute.
But, anyway, Transdotions.
I'm liking this. Like,
culturally, they did like a most dangerous game kind of thing, where they kidnap people and then hunt them for sports and points.
Chewbacca was involved.
Yes, that was a arc in the Clone Wars with Ahsoka and Chewbacca.
He was a prisoner.
The highest.
Chewie. Yeah, it was their mistake.
Yeah, they all died.
You don't mess with Chewie.
You don't mess with Chewie.
And he had like four younglings with him, four Jedi Padawans.
Go Chewie.
Yeah. Also, Jedi and Wookiee has held the most number of points because they were very hard to kill.
Yeah.
But Transdotion, very hostile race, typically.
They're mean.
So it's hard for one to join the Jedi. But Skeer did, and he was one of the best Jedi
Skeer's
during that time.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's a badass.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's great.
So after the event of the Emergences, which is the setting of the first book, what is that thing called? Light of the Old Republic.
Light of the Jedi.
Light of the Jedi. Yes. Skeer decided to take Keeve to have her undergo the Jedi Knight Trials.
Was this in the comic books?
Yes, this is in the comic book. I'm basically going over entire history, so since it's so short. So basically, he was. She was walking around. He attacked her out of nowhere to basically test her lightsaber skills. And even though she uses a split saber, she is able to best him in that sparring round with one blade. And then they basically go through an acrobatic kind of challenge kind of thing. And she catches herself with one blade again after she gets distracted by pesterous beings on that planet, but her true trials come up whenever she sees a raiding group of animals. They were distracted by the Starlight Beacon and all that stuff to attack a city on that planet. So she just figured out that it had to do with the new Starlight Beacon space station, and was able to rig her ship to send a frequency that went against that. This is basically what I'm saying is she found a problem and found out how to solve it peacefully, without any bloodshed of either side. And fully expecting Skeer to be mad at her, Skeer found her with Avar Chris, and she was immediately knighted on the spot.
Oh, she's knighted now?
Yeah, she's a knight.
Dope.
Yeah.
Wait, does that mean the same thing, like a knight?
Yeah, okay. It essentially means the same thing, and they do it in a similar way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, hold on, Aaron, don't go on.
Wait.
Hold on. You said knights, and every time you say knights, I have to say this. Knights.
Okay. You don't have to say that.
From Shrek 2?
No, shush.
Anyway,
knights. Wait, no, I had a question.
Chasing a white Bronco?
No, shut up. Do they do it with the lightsaber?
Yes.
Yeah. How do they not cut their arm off?
Because they don't touch
professionals.
Them. Oh, okay.
But you know how in the first few movies, the first few movies, Anakin and Obi-Wan had like that long patch of hair on their sidebar?
Yes.
Yeah, whenever you're knighted, they cut that off.
Oh. Yeah, it's part of like,
yeah,
it's a braid.
Yeah, it signifies that you're a Padawan.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I get
it. She was in another one. Hayden, you remember the Dringer that they mentioned. Basically plant-like beings that if you leave any part of them still remaining, then...
like a Hydra?
No, if you leave any part of the... It's a plant-like being that invades worlds and takes them over, including Nal Hutta. And that's the reason why it's a swamp, for those of y'all that like know what Nal Hutta is.
From that one scene in Clone Wars?
Yeah, it used to be Coruscant. And now it's a swamp because of the Dringer.
And that's why some of them don't live there anymore.
Yeah. They're ruthless, and if you leave any part of them not burned, then they'll grow back like Deadpool.
Or the bad guy from Men in Black 2.
Yes. She's the first one to face them. They were on a mission, long, complicated stuff that has to do with the Nihil at the time. But then they got down to a planet, and she was helping a child with disappearances, and she faced a Dringer on her own while defending a child for a little bit, until Avar Chris stepped in and cut it in half. And then both of them fought Skeer, who was taken over by a Dringer. And she beat her master, who...
Is this in the comic books?
Yeah.
I think I have that comic book.
Yeah. Also, I'm so sorry if you didn't want spoilers.
It's in a box over there.
But Skeer was taken over in his mind, and she was able to beat him back enough for him to retake control. So she beat her master in combat.
You have anything else?
Yeah.
You good?
Last thing I have to say, I don't know what her form is. She's shown to be adept in single blade, double blade Jarkai combat, using two blades at once, and staff, double bladed lightsaber combat,
which is the most difficult.
Yeah. So that's Keith Trennis. That's my appreciation.
Nice, Keith Trennis. Way to go, Victoria.
She sounds dope.
Hmm.
Do you have any good questions?
Insight?
Well, I just thought it was you asked me. I said what I thought.
Oh, that's fine.
Questions.
Oh yeah, we still do that, don't we?
Yeah,
she can still ask questions.
Yes. Whoa. That's what
still? No, the first two,
they were more straightforward.
There wasn't really any questions to be asked.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
No, because you're staring at me weird.
Good. Do you have a winner?
I feel like there is a clear winner. Like,
don't do what you did last season.
You can just put an appreciation.
Yeah, you can put you be appreciated, but you can't. You can't. It's too early.
Respect.
It's too early for you to get attacked by Star Wars fans.
I wasn't trying to get attacked by Star Wars fans. It kind of feels like you guys are attacking me. right now.
We're Star Wars fans. Yeah. What do you expect?
I say it would be a tight fight, which I'm allowed to say.
Yes.
I say that it would be a very entertaining fight, but after everything that's been said, and of course, you know, lineage and stuff like that, I feel like at the end of the day, Ben would win.
Okay.
Now, are you guys happy with that?
How do you feel about Kylo as a character? Did you like him in the movies?
I did like Kylo as a character. I actually liked him more than, I liked Rey? Kylo as a character.
More than Rey?
No.
More than Luke? Aaron, who do you have next? For that. Who do you have next?
I have Luke Skywalker.
You brought it up.
You have Coleman Trebor.
You want me to go first?
No, I'll go first. So,
I'll try to do this quickly. This is Luke Skywalker. He's the main character for the original trilogy. One of the most famous
characters in anything ever.
Of all time.
If you don't know who he is, you did not watch Star Wars.
Unless you watched, like, the first three. The prequels.
And he was still in them.
Yeah.
As a baby.
They said his name, didn't they?
The baby. He showed up in the first Star Wars movie in 1977. He's human. He's played by Mark Hamill. He's the son of Anakin and Padme. His twin is Leia. He's trained by Obi-Wan and Yoda after being raised on a moisture farm in Tatooine.
Read your notes. Don't get lost.
He fought with the Rebellion for several years as one of their top generals. He was able to turn Darth Vader to the light and was able to refound the Jedi Order. After the Jedi Order fell again, he cut himself off from the Force and hid on Acto for some time before deciding to help the Resistance and sacrificing himself to let them get away.
Become one with the Force.
Yes. So, he mostly used Form 5, which... He is one of the masters of Form 5 along with Anakin. This is the... It's offensive based, depending on using your strength in battle.
Physical
counterattacks. Sometimes. Oftentimes, yeah. It's depicted on using counterattacks, deflecting blasters back at the shooter, using somebody's lightsaber to strike against them. It's very offensive.
Okay.
He was seen using a blue and green lightsaber. He has force awareness, telekinesis, he uses mind tricks, jumps, he experiences visions quite a bit. Yeah. Aim?
Increased aim?
The first time he used the most clear time he used the force in A New Hope was when he destroyed the Death Star by hitting an impossible shot. So I guess he has force.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why did the thing get sucked in at like a 90-degree?
Gravity. Suction.
Wait, did you say gravity?
It's an air vent.
No, I mean, like, of course, there's everything in space. Everything has gravity. Let's just get that straight. I have gravity. Aaron has gravity. Victoria has gravity.
I have gravity.
So obviously, the Death Star had gravity. It did not have that much gravity.
This episode is too long anyway.
Are you done with Luke Skywalker?
No.
I'm going to point out, I don't think I need to talk about the force projection and how awesome that was.
Because
nobody else has ever been able to do that.
In that depth.
Yeah, to physically put his body there in two places at once. He also beat... Did you know he beat Boba Fett blind?
Yes.
Wait,
in the comic books?
Yeah. Like, before he was trained by Yoda, he beat Boba Fett blind.
Huh.
I did not.
Yeah. That's the same fight where Boba Fett found out his name.
Boba?
No, nope. Skywalker.
I'm pretty sure he knew.
Where he knew
his name was Boba.
Where he knew, where he found out that his name was Skywalker.
They called him Boba in Attack of the Clones.
Like, he was just walking around. Yeah, he didn't
know what his name was. Like, what is my name?
Who am I?
Help me. What is my name?
There's the man. For those of y'all that have watched The Mandalorian, Star Wars has posted so many spoilers about this, and there's the gallery that they released about this, so I'm assuming this is not a spoiler when I tell you that he showed up in The Mandalorian.
for like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Because that's all that he needed.
He made quite an entrance. Yeah.
There was a ship full of unstoppable droids called Dark Troopers that were blaster proof. And just generally, no matter what injuries you would cause them, would not stop fighting. And Luke just kind of casually parked his X-Wing in the hangar. And then
he really did. He just like sort of just like...
And then he just walked through the ship, just cutting them like it was nothing. And he had his hood over his eyes, too, so he couldn't see anything. He was
practice.
Yeah, he was basing it completely on his Force abilities.
I will say.
Easy work.
Those Dark Vaders were not fun.
The Dark Troopers things?
Yeah, they were not fun.
And he made them look easy. Cut them up like battle droids.
Compared to everybody else in the show up to that point, he made it look like really easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, let's reference it this way. He made it look like how easy it is to kill stormtroopers.
Pretty much. There was like no difference.
That's why the battle droids in the prequels basically treated them like that.
He did, yeah.
Yes.
No big work. And he was able to just block their blaster shots like nothing. Which I'm going to point out for your guy, Hayden. Coleman Trabor.
Blocked two of them. Okay. He blocked two of them. He got shot twice. That's 50%. Okay, if he was in baseball,
he'd be good for a form three, Hayden.
He'd be batting 500, which is a good batting average.
Hayden?
Yes.
He's a form three.
You got to be batting 1,000. Yes. Coleman Trabor, man looks like a
dinosaur.
Parasaurolophus.
Oh. Hayden's obsessed
with dinosaurs.
How about
that? Did you hear that? That was a great pronunciation.
That was amazing. Pronunciation.
It was a good one.
He looks like a, what I just said,
Parasaurolophus.
That was good. Hey, you was almost there. I got what you were saying.
I got really close.
Parasaurolophus.
There it is.
Okay, two just for two.
Is Aaron, what are you showing your picture of?
Coleman Trabor.
Parasaurolophus?
Oh. Yes, with a lightsaber.
He's actually named after a member of the crew, right? Did he pass away?
I think so.
Yeah, I think he was named after a member of the crew that passed away. He is a male Vork. His species is Vork. He's best known for sneaking up on Count Dooku and then blocking two shots from Jango Fett and then getting shot twice and falling to his death. One of the only Jedi to ever fall from...
three.
No, it was two. I read the thing.
There was an extra one.
Because he was like laying...
It missed.
He was laying on the edge and then he got shot in the neck.
No, he did not. Totally. Shoulder, stomach, fell over. That was it. That was the end. He was done.
Well, they never really showed him again.
He died. Everybody knows that he died.
Fell on the ground. Fell to his death.
Yeah.
Like I said, he was one of the only Jedi to ever fall to his death.
The other one's Mace Windu, so you can take solace in that.
We talked about this earlier, Aaron. Mace Windu fell from a top of a skyscraper in Coruscant hand had just been cutting off.
Dude.
And he got force pushed out, so he may have hit a car first. Think about that. And we don't know that for sure that he is actually dead.
Car earlier.
We didn't know for sure that he was actually dead.
Why is it that he may not be known for sure that he's actually dead?
Because Mace Windu is actually good. Because
Mace Windu is very strong in the Force. Coleman Trabor, we saw him hit the ground. And
Mace Windu was a major
kid. It got to the point where there was only like 10 Jedi left in the arena. He was not one of them.
Yeah.
Everywhere else was droids. We saw him hit the ground.
And Padme.
And pretty sure he died.
Okay.
99%
snap.
That he died from a fall, not from being shot. It is confirmed that he fell from the fall, not from being shot. Okay.
Just move on, please.
Okay. This man was actually part of the Jedi Council.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Like, he was on the council. He had a seat. He was actually taken. Yeah, he was replaced. You want to guess who he was replaced by, Aaron?
Do we all get a guess?
Adi Gandhi? Yeah.
No.
Mm. No.
Anakin was never on the council.
Oh, yeah.
He was there as basically an advisor.
You're a Jedi. We grant you the rank of master, but we do not put you on the council.
It's Qui-Gon.
He was really pissed off about that, too.
Okay, so his seat was actually taken by Kit Fisto.
Ah, yeah.
Trabor actually showed up a multitude of times in that movie. He's really easy to see.
Dinosaur.
He looks like a dinosaur. He was actually handpicked for this mission to confront Count Dooku, because he was thought to be one of the strongest members of the council. He was very strong in the Force. And this is I have another quote here from about his like lightsaber ability, if I can find it. "One of the most skilled lightsaber duelists there was. The placement of his eyes lent well to his form Sarisu.
Form 3, it's form mainly three. Defensive.
Defensive, think Obi-Wan Kenobi. The master of Form 3.
Are you good with all
this? No, I have more.
No, okay. He's got two more.
Because I really got to go on your boy.
Was the ideal representation of a Jedi in everyday life. He was like a very skilled negotiator.
He was also very arrogant, wasn't he?
Yes. He was a very skilled negotiator. He was known as like basically Qui-Gon. after Qui-Gon died. Surprise.
Qui-Gon would have blocked that.
I don't know. Qui-Gon didn't block a lot of things. Qui-Gon was old. Qui-Gon didn't block a lot of things there. his skill within the Force was, quote, unmatched.
Wait, what? Are we talking about the same guy?
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah. And he was mainly known for a Force power called Force Sneak, which enabled him to sneak up on Count Dooku.
Dooku just jumped. He just did a jump.
Yeah, but Count Dooku was like... also very inept in the Force, or inept. He was very good in the Force.
Okay, I don't know if it's because Count Dooku just never looks surprised.
That's also true.
Yeah, but I have a hard time thinking that Count Dooku didn't sense him coming.
I'm gonna see if I can find anything else. Quote: "If he had been successful in killing Dooku, the Clone Wars would have been averted."
He didn't, though, did he?
Clearly not.
That is
Coleman Trevorrow.
My thing of Coleman Trevorrow. As a user of Form 3, your biggest thing is blocking blaster bolts.
That is when it was developed.
Yeah, that's why it's developed. And a user of Form 3 is supposed to be able to like I said, bat 1,000 and not be hit by blaster bolts. Much less one blaster, a blaster pistol, firing successive shots at the same place on your body.
Not the same place. It was all over the place.
It was just on his chest.
He had to switch wrists. Okay, so if you can keep it like this, but then you have to go back down there like that, but it's much harder to come back up.
My point here is, Luke was the Dark Troopers fired at Luke from several angles, and Luke blocked all of them. Also, Luke blocked a speeder. I'll go over the speeder thing at some other point when it's actually needed. But my point here is, at least Luke blocks things.
I will say, Darth Vader was in a very confined space on a spaceship, and Darth Vader cannot move his elbows above his shoulder, just because of the way his suit is made.
Yeah.
And he had no trouble blocking shots, and he's not even a specialist in Form 3, by the way. All right, he is straight up made for dueling, right? And he had no trouble blocking shots from an entire platoon of rebel soldiers, right? Yeah. So he was just like, and he can't move his... He was
moving
like
his wrist, basically.
Coleman, it was not a good moment for you.
It was 4 shots. You should know better.
Blocked 2 of them. Like I said, he's batting 500. That's not bad.
It's like, yeah, you blocked 2, but what did the others you do to him?
He died.
Victoria, do you have any questions?
No. I don't have questions here. I think it's very straightforward.
Coleman Trevorrow.
No, man is already dead.
Luke is dead, too.
They're all dead. It happened a long time ago.
And which one of us at this table was happy when Luke died?
I think Phoebe was.
Alright, so
Phoebe is a dog.
Yeah, she's
a new dog. They haven't even met Phoebe yet.
No, they haven't.
No, yeah, they haven't.
Phoebe is new dog. She like bear.
She is bear.
She
is
big. Bear. She big girl.
Yes. Anyway,
you have. Yeah, I guess you have a winner. You have to make it official.
Oh yeah, Luke is the winner.
Skywalker.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I don't think there's an explanation. Easy. That we need it. No.
Easy yeah. stuff.
Luke blocks things.
Like I said, this is the first. Ain't nobody shooting here, Aaron.
Well, if he can blast a black, he can block a blaster. He can block a blade.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a dodgeball.
Exactly my point.
I think that's about it. We've actually gone over an hour. I think we're close to going over an hour.
Yeah, we just got to cut it back on
editing. Dang it!
I'm so sorry.
I apologize. I blame them.
What? You were the main one with the issue.
Thank yeah, you for showing
you
up.
You kept showing up with all the sidetracks.
Thank you for watching the season 2, episode 1. Aaron, I will get to you.
Wait, we're done?
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, okay.
Except for Aaron's
last
part. That's
the end of the season.
I'm just like, I'm beginning the outro. I'm beginning the outro. We're moving on. Okay? Thank you for watching Nerdament season 2, episode 1. Like, subscribe, leave a review on the podcast. Show a friend.
Comment down
tell
below.
People who don't care. Comment down below.
Scream it on the streets.
Subscribe. Scream it on the streets.
Yes.
I want to hear somebody scream Nerdament at me.
I will.
And then I'll just be like, please stop. I'm on that.
And then actually, please, like, don't.
Don't stop.
Again.
Don't listen to me.
Don't. Please.
What? You heard me.
Please. Yeah, don't listen to him.
Don't
please
listen
stop.
To me. I have bad advice here.
I cut the light at harassment.
I don't.
Please don't.
If you run a small business, and you want to start advertising, get in contact with us. We'll advertise for anybody. I don't really care. We're a small business too. We run a small business.
We do.
Small businesses need as much help as they can get, so we're more than happy to work something out with you. So just get in contact with us. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We have a Patreon. It's Nerdment Podcast. We got some cool stuff going on there. Keep an eye on the channel. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube. We have some cool video ideas outside of this little table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up. So look out for that, Aaron. What do we got coming up next week?
Yes. Next week we have Darth Nihilus versus Coleman Kajak?
Yeah. spell it out.
Kasaj? K-C-A-J.
K-C-A-J? Kaza?
Oh, is it Kakja?
Kakja.
We're going to go with that.
Kakaj.
Darth Vader?
Kakaj?
No, Kakaj. That's probably better.
That probably sounds
I like Kakja.
What about Kaj?
No. That's too normal.
I think Kaj is fine.
Kakaj.
No, it's probably silent. It's probably just Kaj.
What does that
just
sound like?
Silent kiss.
It sounds like some sort of bird from the high society.
You kind of look like a bird.
Kakaj.
Looks like
maybe
a lizard bird.
It is.
We'll talk in extensive detail about what Coleman Kajaj looks like.
Kakaj.
Kakaj. Darth Vader versus Jaro Tapal. Anakin versus 4 Magna Guards. And Arcan versus Amagandai.
That's his name.
That is his legal name.
We'll see you next week.
We'll catch you guys next time.
Thanks for tuning in.
See y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye.